This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and listen, I could be verified if I wanted. I just want you all to know that.
I'm Brandi Posey, and we're all just chasing that pre-9/11 Bob Vila heat.
I'm Tess Barker, and I miss when stupid people were only in charge of finding fireworks on the 4th of July.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Everybody, welcome to the second episode of Max Fun Drive! That was just every noise ever at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the fireworks we were talking about.
Yeah. We found those on the side of the road.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel great.
You're welcome.
That's how you get fireworks, right? You just find them on the side of the road, like a couch? Mm-hmm.
Like one shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I always wonder where that one shoe came from.
Yeah, I've been that one shoe.
For sure. We've all had a morning where we feel like the one shoe.
Exactly.
Should we just bring in our guest?
Let's do it.
She's an amazing voice actress. You've heard her as Daphne on Scooby-Doo, Vicky on The Fairly Odd Parents, Azusa on
Azula. Oh, okay. Azusa is just close by.
Azusa. You guys have been to Azusa and you've heard her as Azula. Hello, Gray Griffin.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, there's so many people here.
Yes.
I just have to say, your last name is Gray. Her last name is Posey, which is my daughter's name.
Oh, cool.
And we have a dog named Buckaroo that we call him Barky Buck. And
oh, perfect.
So it's like, this is all about. I just feel like you're tailor-made.
All of our lives are meant
so close to you. But like, Posey is such a weird...
Yeah.
Not weird, but like, it's not something where you're like, oh.
You don't hear it often.
I mean, Gray, you know, maybe, but Gray's, Posey.
Yeah.
And I just... Posey?
Posey. Well, her name is Mariposa, but we call her Posey.
Aw, that's so cute.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
Crazy.
Just a bunch of flowers.
And I didn't know that until now. Like, I met you outside, and I thought, oh, she's got my last...
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't know about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
I'm actually... I'm so thrilled that I'm... The dog connection.
Yes.
The way I always want it to be.
Yeah.
I remember so less threatening, you know.
I came into kindergarten one morning and everyone was trying to make fun of me. They were on the swings and they were like, "Hi, Teresa Barker. Ruff, ruff." And I was like, "Joke's on you guys. I love dogs."
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great last name.
I'm not offended.
Has anyone successfully ever made fun of you? I don't think they have. Just because you're cool, like you said, you're
own
cool. You are cool, and you own stuff. So,
yeah, and I do love when people make fun of me, so it's hard because I'm usually laughing. I love when you guys roasted me for my 29th birthday.
Oh my
I've never laughed so hard in my life.
That was really fun.
You telling them though, like, "Oh, joke's on you. I love dogs." It sounds like something your mom would tell you to tell them. That would be like a thing. But really, any kid would be like, "Mom, that's not."
They can't tease you
because I told my son. They called him a baby because he was like younger than I said. You should tell him. You know, sorry, babies are adorable. Thank you. You know, you should thank them and tell them how adorable babies are. And he's like, "Mom, that's like the worst advice ever." But you were like, "I take that and I use it." And
I was kind of my own mom. I also took up my own interest in broccoli.
You had to protect your own health.
But your mom gave you fruit leather, so I feel like you know.
So it was probably
she got you on the right road.
She got me on the right. Well, I had a farming family, so my dad would like bring home broccoli from the fields.
Aww.
Yeah.
And then I was into it.
And fruit leather, was it the sodium sulfate kind?
It was bad. Okay. Hippie parents. I'm also a product of hippie parents who didn't let me watch TV, and all it made me do is want to work in TV and be
I know. That's what I'm hoping to do.
Okay, well, there you go. You're on the right track.
That's the opposite stage mom approach. Where you're like, I will keep it away from them until they're so obsessed with it that they can't do anything else.
Well, I told my oldest son, I was like, I feel like your life is going too well for you to be an interesting person later. I need to do some weird shit. You know,
like, well, and that is a great, if you want to make him feel weird, take away TV. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because you won't be able. You can't relate to the people in your class.
I know.
You don't get the jokes. Mm-mm. Yeah, I didn't see Goonies until college, as we discussed on here.
He already saw Goonies. He saw Goonies. He didn't want to see it. He's like, oh, I don't want to see this old movie.
Oh, he loves it.
And now he's like, that was amazing. And I was like, yeah, Stranger Things. This is the original Stranger Things.
Yeah.
This has
been done
source
before.
Material. Yeah,
exactly.
Then you could. I said, get into the like stuff where it came from. Then you can like appreciate the stuff.
If you ever
see,
watch,
that's good parenting. You're just giving them good taste.
Who directed Goonies? Chris Columbus? No. I can't remember.
I think that does sound.
It's one of those 80s directors.
Yeah.
He wrote it, but who directed it?
Richard Donner.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And so if me and my friends used to watch that movie all the time, and if you watch it with the commentary, with the part where they find the ship, the director, Richard Donner, was just saying to the kids, okay, big eyes. So if you watch that movie, watch that part again and just look at their faces and they look ridiculous.
That's he's hilarious.
You can just picture someone yelling big eyes at them. Great acting tip.
I had such a crush on Sean Astin. Oh my God. I loved him so much. And now he's just cutie. Like a dad, like a sweet dad. Yeah. And he plays Agent Oso, which is like this, and I've done that show a few times. It's like this Disney show. I forgot about the huge one. I forgot that he was like in Lord of the Rings. We did it at one of those conventions together. And I'm like, the Agent Oso was very popular. There's like a big long line. And
so he's one of the biggest like movie franchises of all time.
I just missed the Lord of the Rings. I just didn't really ever, I forgot about it. Yeah.
It's a lot of,
it's a lot.
It's either your thing or it's not.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. I am also not a Lord of the Rings person.
Yeah. No, me neither. I will say though, if you want a hot Sean Astin cameo, watch Corey Feldman's video for Ascension Millennium and Sean Astin, because you know they're both in Goonies together, so there's a weird Goonies reference where Corey tried to make a really cool one-shot video. It's so sad.
Is it with the angels?
It's with the angels.
Oh,
with the Corey's angels. And they're in the bed and they go, and he's like, Ascension Millennium. It's exactly how the song sounds. But they walk downstairs and Sean Astin's standing there with a map like Goonies. And like they like talk to each other for a second. So he's in this weird. So I'm just imagining, since it's a one shot video, like Sean Astin probably showed up at 7 a.m. that day. He was just like standing at the bottom of the stairs for hours, like waiting to help his buddy out.
You know what? Bless him for doing that.
I mean, he's a good guy. If he showed up,
yeah,
he's
is
a good
very.
Guy.
I do that Minecraft choose your own adventure Minecraft. The kids,
right.
Oh, that's huge for them.
But
but
he was Magnus and I was Eligard. Like we were like. Corey Feldman. So we went to the premiere together and I was like, hi, you know, and he had his son with him and my son was like, let's get a picture, you know, and I was like, okay. And so, and I thought like he'd be, well, I just thought I thought I should ask his son too because I don't want to make him feel bad. So I was like, you can want to get in the picture. And he's like, no, he got like really overprotective of his son.
Aww.
And I was thinking, okay, well, that's kind of sweet, but like nobody cares about your son. Like hardly anybody cares about you. Yeah. So like, I mean, it's
he's
not
still
like,
carrying
like,
out his like Michael Jackson fantasies of like trying to cover his kid's face up with a blanket or something.
Yeah. But I mean, I get where it comes from because he's a child star.
It probably, it's true. Yeah. But I was thinking, but also you're like your son, all he needs to do is just if now we're going to protect him, like he's just been like Mr. Group Sex forever and all this weird shit. I'm
right.
Like the picture on my Facebook, who doesn't know anybody. I mean, you know, nobody
probably
knows who I am. Anyway, but it was, you're right. He was Charlie. I'm just a.
Wait, is it cool for your kids that you're a cartoon voice? Like, what do they talk to you about that?
Well, since I was saying before the Waldorf thing, we didn't really do TV, so my son didn't really know. I did this voice call of Wubsy. Wow, Wubsy. It was this little yellow guy when my son was really little, and he was like, "My friend said that you're a Wubsy. What does that mean?" And I was like, "Oh, it's like it's just a cartoon character. It's nothing bad."
A savvy friend.
Yeah. I know.
Your mom's the voice of Wubsy with a candy cigarette in their hand, just like,
and not tell him it's a good thing. Just be like, "Your mom's a Wubsy, and you know it." But now he thinks it's really, especially the Minecraft thing, because he got to go to like this big, you know, like it was like the biggest. Everybody playing Minecraft at once or something. I don't know. I have to pretend. Like, my kid loves all these things that I have to pretend to be interested in. And now
Minecraft.
He's getting savvy where he knows that. He's like, Mom, we don't really care. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, really? Ooh, that's...
Yeah, no. Because kids just want to talk about the five things they know about.
Yeah. Now it's like,
I have 10-year-old brothers, and they always want to talk to me about Minecraft. And I said, no one else is going to tell you this, but I'm your sister. No one else knows what you're talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
This is not interesting to anyone else. And I think it's good. Just... I think they needed to know that lesson.
I know. Oh, no, it's so true. I tell myself, like, you're mean. And I was like, I'm mean now, but thank me in the social situation later. And he also likes to tell me the plot of things. He's like, and then the guy. And
I'm like, I know. That's what, yeah.
Yeah. I said, don't be the person retelling a plot of something. It's just terrible.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
We're I had a date out. With a guy. This is before I was married, but my friend was recently divorced, and I was kind of like his practice date, you know? And so, and it was, you know,
that's a good idea.
We did have sex.
Oh, well, yeah.
But, you know, I was like, hey, you gotta like practice the whole thing.
Yeah,
but the next morning at breakfast, he told me like all three episodes, all because I do a lot of Star Wars stuff, but I really didn't know much about Star Wars. And he's like, you don't know that? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, your character's a Mandalorian. And, you know, and he was going on like, and on. And he told me the plot of all like the first three things. And so at the end of the thing, I was like, okay, thank you for that. I was like, don't. I hope you got that out of your system, because if you take another woman out and tell her all three plots of Star Wars, it's not going to happen.
That is so
you are now, good
now he's married and he has a baby and it's
great.
And she's fantastic.
And she's never seen Star Wars.
Actually, he married like a total girl who's into all the stuff that he's into. It was
good. Perfect.
Oh, yeah, it's great. She got him. She actually got him into like Doctor Who and all that stuff. And it was great. Yeah,
awesome.
It's perfect.
I do feel like that isn't, maybe I'm generalizing, but I do think that's like a more of a straight guy thing of like, let me explain to you everything that happened on this episode of South Park.
Yeah.
And then they come.
Yeah. So great. And as soon as they do, they say, you killed Timmy.
Yeah. Timmy was in there in the millions. Yeah. I feel like we're like pilots or something. If you don't
know, these little headsets.
Yeah. So we have headsets on with these little microphones, and we look very official. It's like we're on a break. We're like in the break room at the air traffic control.
It's good.
Control
we can do
room.
As much. You know, we can. People don't see how many jerk off motions we make.
That's what our hands are free for now.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all the pilot of our own destinies, guys.
Speaking of jerk off, this doesn't make any sense, but we got Marie, who was our booker, who contacted you. She got sent a giant sex machine from a PR company that I guess they wanted us to have. I don't really know what.
I don't know what the plan was, because I don't know if they expected us to share it.
Yeah, they sent us one.
Is it like those Sibian things?
Yeah, it kind of is. It's like a big, it's like a rounded thing with like a dildo on top of it.
It has it's a starter kit, so it actually has several different options.
So it looks like you bend over on the wheel, and the wheel turns and fucks you with the dildo.
Yeah, I don't know how it actually works. Yeah, I think you sit on it and it goes up and down.
Yeah, you like you straddle it and it like
a exercise bike.
Kind of.
Where does the wheel come in?
I've seen a video. I know I shouldn't admit to seeing this video, but my guy friend was like, "Oh my god, you have to see!" And I was like, "Okay." I was seeing it. I was like, why did I have to see this? I don't understand. It's like doing it with a machine. Yeah, and he's like,
I will say,
isn't that crazy? I'm like, you just wanted me to watch a porno video.
I remember I was talking about watching a really funny porn, and then one of our listeners asked me for the link to it. And so I DM'd it to him, and he was like, it was a gay guy, and he was like really, he messaged me. He was like, I'm so drunk, and I'm laughing so hard at this video. So that's just a conversation I've been having with one of our listeners.
Well, that's nice of you. Awesome. Good that you're sharing your interests.
Yeah,
I think it's great. It's a great hobby, swapping porn with our listeners. Great.
I love like it. To give back.
I forgot that DM is like a Twitter term. I was like, you DM'd him? That sounds so porno. I was like, it's like DM.
Yeah.
Are you a DM?
It's
or
close
an
to exactly. Yeah. No, I had forgotten.
Instantly.
You know the funny parts of the porn, because I sent it to him. I watched it again, and there's this girl. They were like, the guy was being like, oh, we should try to do it up the butt, and she was like, no, it's like I'm taking a backward shit.
They put that in the porn?
It's not. It's like a homemade. It was an amateur. But it was just like the fun.
Still, they put that in the porn?
That's and amazing. I forgot about it, because it's two guys, and like I forgot that the other guy helps the other guy up with his hand, and then he offers him Gatorade. He's like, here, have some Gatorade.
Oh my god.
Like, the funniest. Just
that's a blast.
Great.
It
was really, it's really fun.
That's so funny. I love it.
But no, the sex machine thing, it's not a wheel, it's like a half oval, half circle thing.
Yeah,
that's to sturdy yourself, basically. I guess.
Yep.
They care about your safety.
But yeah, Marie got it, and so we have it now. I guess we're gonna try to sell it on Craigslist as a unit.
Yeah, it's like a $900 sex toy. Yeah.
Wow. We're using that. We're gonna do it, and then like use the money to go to Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Yep.
if we can figure out how to sell this thing.
Yeah, they would be they would be like, well, they did use it for some sexual things, so we still can fantasize about these ladies.
Well, David had a good point that if it was used, it'd probably get a lot more money. But yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, we can lie about that part, right?
We used it.
Yeah.
I remember on eBay, like looking through things, like just happening upon like weird old underwear and like,
that's a thing.
And
I mean, I was like, and then I was like, oh, it took me
a long time. And I was like, oh my God, she didn't realize it when she was taking a picture of it. Like you can see her in the mirror, you know? And then I'm like, what a dumb bum. You know? and then I'm like, oh,
I actually did an article about women who sell their underwear for money.
Oh,
and it was actually at the end of it, I was like, I kind of want to do this.
Yeah, but to make any real money, you had to meet them in person.
You meet them
right?
in person, but it's a quick transaction. You meet in like a Starbucks or something, do the handoff, and get on your way. So these women would do it like on their lunch break.
I poured pee-pee on a guy through his sunroof once. I just first moved to LA and my friend and I were like in the Carl's Jr. parking lot and this guy was like, we were like in our car, we're like, that guy's like, is that guy? And he was like trying to get our attention. I'm like, okay, don't look at him, don't look at him. But I mean, we didn't even know he was such a creep yet. We just had a good creep sensor, I guess.
Right. Of course, Well, generally, if a guy's trying to get your attention in a parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good. Nothing good has ever happened.
But little do we know, it was going to be
lucrative.
$100 Yeah, so he was, and it seemed too good to be true. Even my friend was like, I'm not. Yeah,
no,
so,
wait, you have to tell us about the intro.
Oh yeah, no, he was like, getting our attention, and then he like had a big gulp cup, so I was like, no, we don't want any big gulp, you know. And then he was like, no, I mean, he's like hey, if one of you guys pees in this and pours it through my sunroof, I'll give you $100. And I was like, you don't. And my friend was like disgusted, and I was like, well, let's see what he, you know, like, give him a chance. We got rent to pay.
Yeah, and he was like, and so yeah, so did you go into the Carl's Jr. and pee in the thing?
Well, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, show me the money first.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was like, oh God, oh my God, don't talk to him. And I was like, it's $100. And I was like, show us the $100. So he pulled up the money and I was like, okay. I said, we promise we're not going to, you know, but I need to have the $100 before I do it. And he's like, okay, don't screw me. You guys, like, do not. Like, and I was like, we're definitely not going to screw you, but we're also not going to leave with this money. Yeah. So I was like, okay. Like, I said, okay, we got it. I mean, he's given us $100. He's got it in our hands. I was like, okay, I'm going to go. You go into the Carl's Jr. and pee in the cup, and then I'll pour it through the thing. It's just like, I don't want to pour it. And I was like, I'll pour it. And I was like, so you don't want your car? Like, that's fine. Like, all over the seats. And he's like, yes, don't worry about it. So she went into the Carl's and then I poured it through the top. And I was like, bye. We left with our $100.
Yes.
Wait, was he like jerking off when you did it?
No. Nope. His pants may have been down, but I was very like removed from the situation. Like I was like,
how? Where do you get to that specific fetish? Where?
That's a great fetish to have.
Low rent too. I feel like for $100, you could have gotten a lot more, in a private place. But I think he was like more of our disgust at the whole thing. Or, I don't know.
Maybe he's like gets off on that.
Yes. Wow. I don't know. It was really weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a relatively innocuous fetish.
Oh no! Yeah. I'm just curious. How do you get that exact sunroof and the pee?
And is his car, like, does this happen a lot? Does he have to clean it
up? Yeah, like that guy, you're making your car all pee.
Yeah, I was really like, do you want to lay down anything, like a trash bag or anything? Because I'm ready to go.
Maybe you have those fake leather seats, so it just kind of splashes all over.
That's probably part of it. He likes the pee still being there.
Yeah,
you got 75.
I feel like I should have gotten more of it, because I actually did the pouring. Like, anybody could pee into a cup. My friend was like, but I actually had a guy that I dated that, like, things were just not getting sexual at all. Mm-hmm. And I was like, does he have a small pee-pee? What's going on?
Right.
I like to say pee-pee, apparently.
I love it. And
it's lots of uses. It's the actual urine.
It's
it's
great.
Yeah. But I think I have too many kids. It's like, pee-pee? Do you suck on the pee-pee? So I was like, what's the deal? Like, what is he, gay or what? And he's like, I have to talk to you about something. He's like, you're not going to like me if I tell you something. And I was thinking, oh, he's got an STD or something. But I spent a lot of time going like, you can tell me, like, it's safe. Like, I'm pretty open-minded. I'm sure we could work around some things. I'm sure, you know, and then it was that he can't climax unless someone's defecating on him. And
shit.
He made me a spaghetti dinner and he had a glass table. That's foreplay for him. He's like, get it going. Like,
Lady in the Tramp moment. And then,
here's some noodles and coffee.
Is there Metamucil in this drink? But then he was like, well, okay, I'll tell you. I was like, as long as you didn't hurt anyone, I'm pretty sure I can deal with it. And he's like, fucking told me. I was like, oh, wow, that was not what I expected at all. And so actually, I'm not open-minded at all. And actually, all of your trust is going to be, yeah. But then I wanted to know about laundry and stuff. I was like, what? How do you
the logistics
that?
Of it. Yeah, because like any time when you, a lot of times in sex, like you're like in the heat of the moment, and then it's like, oh great, I got to do cleanup now.
Cleanup is always.
But that cleanup is another
that's
level.
A real commitment. Oh, yeah. But he said sometimes they do it in the tub, and I was like, okay, but you know, then there's still
still.
Yeah, and then he's like, and sometimes we do it on the glass table, and I was like, the glass table that I just ate spaghetti off.
Oh, oh
wow. Anyway, so but then he called me a week later after I had told everyone that story. I was like. I told everybody that story. Then there's always the voiceover person story of people going, so how do I get into that? People tell me I have a really good voice. Do you think you could help me? So that's always like the nightmare voice person. Like if you know any people that do voiceover, just know that they hear that like all the
time. Oh, yeah, I bet.
And there's always calls. I'm like, can you help my friend's cousin? And I'm like,
oh, God.
You know, and I'm like, I'm trying to do it too. I mean, I know I do a lot of it, but anyway.
It's still competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. And I can't like really get. I can't really. I have no power. Like I'm trying to impress casting directors.
I talked about this guy. This like Grateful Dead fan guy asked me on a date, and I was like, "What?" And I was like, "So what do you do?" And he was like a delivery guy, but he was like, "Yeah, I'm also trying to get into voiceover." And I've just heard so many people say that. And I'm like, "Yeah, it's not like a thing you just get into. It takes a long time."
And there are
time.
Only like 8 people doing it. Which
exactly.
I used to be pissed at those 8 people. Like, we need to let more people in. Now I'm like, shut the door, bar the door. No, I do help people though. Like, but you. Anyway, so
you
the
know
end
they're
of the story
realistic.
Is,
part
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah. If the, yeah, and if they're really good, I'm like, there's always room for somebody who's like amazing. But
yeah,
you have
yeah,
to be really, really versatile. Because I mean, there are people that
talk just like this, and they're like, I just want to do.
And it's like, but all you can do is that. People are getting cheaper and cheaper. They want you to do more and more for one price. But no, but the end of the story is after he said he wanted to shit on me, he called me a week later and was like, can you help me get into voice?
No.
People tell, he's like, I know you don't want to date me anymore, but like, people tell me I have a great voice. I went back to work and I was like, it gets worse. He did the voiceover question.
Did he want to shit on you or he wanted
or
he wants
to be getting
shit
on him?
Yeah, but I think it's like just if there's poop happening, okay. It really matters.
So he's cool with doing the shitting himself.
Yeah.
I mean, does he have to shit himself when he jerks off, I guess?
I didn't get that far into it. I was already.
Not.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like you gotta. That's a dating app that needs to happen. Like, just
sure
for people that are into poop.
Yeah,
right?
I think there is. I mean, there's definitely like fetish apps, and I'm sure you kind of specify, you know, I think on
that
there.
That does suck because you want to have an open mind, but.
Yeah,
but it's poop.
Everyone has their limits. Yeah, you know, I'm very open minded. Yeah, you don't want to like shame people about what they're into, but it's also like at a point where it's about sanitary stuff,
and you feel bad because you're like I know that you probably have trouble. You know,
of course,
I mean, you don't find that one person. Mm-hmm. You probably put up with a lot of like bad. I mean, just you probably put up with a whole lot. Like, oh, you don't have to be in shape. You don't have to be because you're like she does let me shit on her.
She does.
That's like my number one. Yeah. So.
That's true. And vice versa. Like, if you're if you're having trouble dating, maybe you just start getting more into
start shitting on people.
Up a lot more shit.
Yeah.
You know?
I just am so curious about where these fetishes come from and how
that
deep.
So I went there too because I was thinking like, okay, while I'm here, when do you get this opportunity to interview? Because I've always wondered, like, I always thought it was like a lot of potty praise. Like I've always been, you know, just like, I was like,
they say it all comes from like,
I don't know. This is not based in any kind of knowledge at all, but it's just my, you know, but I was just thinking like, you know, when you're little and you poop and everybody's like, yeah, you did it. Oh, you're so great. And if that's like the only time you were ever celebrated, I don't know.
Yeah.
No,
I know,
totally
but he said
it
was
very
like,
much could be.
He said it was like when he was just first getting into interested in sex, like the girl that he liked, like she was into that. And I'm like, wait, well, so how old were you guys? And he was like, she was like 13. And I'm like, oh, God, that poor girl. Like, what happened to that girl?
What happened to her?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I was just, but he said, you know, she used to like that. And we just, and it makes sense because they were saying like Jeffrey Dahmer, when he was first getting sexual, like he had a crush on somebody and they were dissection partners in lab.
Really?
And
that was like the first time he ever like, you know, and so it like set off that weird thing. My other friend who's really into tickling, he was like on his neighbor tickling her. He was like 12 or something, and you know, and they were like having, and he said it was really exciting. He was tickling her because he was like kind of on top of her, and he said, and then his mom like burst in, and his parents were really religious, and she was like, no, don't ever, and like you know, she just like screamed at him, and like it was like really traumatic, and I think it was just like branded. So now he can't get hard unless somebody's laughing. Like if somebody laughs, he'll go, oh my God, I'll be someplace and someone will laugh, and I just get him.
That's kind of a cute one.
I love that one.
I love to laugh. That's the code. code in the Tinder. It's like, I love to laugh.
LOL. Yeah, I know. Literal LOL. Sometimes I have, well, because I get like the late night giggles. Yeah. Like, I'm just giggly in general, but
I could
like
probably set you up.
He's, I mean, he's single. Yeah. I got a guy, but
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot.
No,
yeah.
But I like, because like sometimes like right before, and I think this, I've always been like this since I was a kid. Like as soon as it's time for bed, I just get really hyper and just like want to talk and giggle. And so sometimes I'll get the late night giggles, and then like Sean and I will start hooking up, and it's like so hard for me to stop laughing.
You're just laughing.
It's yeah. A transition is tough,
right?
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's tough to go from like laughing to sexy time.
Yeah. Yeah. We would watch Impractical. Have you seen Impractical Jokers? You ever watched that show?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we would watch that. It was a long time ago, but it was always like, you know, after that, we're like, oh, I guess we should probably. And then I was like, ugh, but I just, it's weird. You know, they were just in a dump pile looking for the, I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird. I can't. Yeah, I need a little like, coffee or something. Or
a little aperitif. Something to get you from one place to the next.
An amuse-bouche.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Amuse bush.
Mm-hmm. Before you amuse my bush.
Exactly. My bush is not amused.
Yeah, that's a good thought. We'll be back.
Hey, we're back. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Gray.
Yay!
I'm already feeling like, it's like, no, she's tearing tape for our show.
No. You're great.
She was
you're great.
Herself.
Thank you.
We love it. We're going to do we got two little sections in here. We're going to do a tasty taste test for
Oreo Peeps.
When is Easter? Who knows?
Easter's in April.
It's in a few weeks. A
couple of weeks.
Yes.
But we got Peeps flavored Oreos. Mm-hmm. And
yeah. Have you?
Is Tess a big? No, you're not a big Peeps person.
I love Peeps.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
So they're pink Peeps. It just says marshmallow Peeps flavor cream.
Yeah. And it's funny because like you can see the sugar crystals in the picture on the front of it of like the pink.
Oh
like,
my God. Oh wow. So yeah.
That's what's great about Peeps.
Enlarged to show detail.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm about to be so happy.
All right.
And we've already opened them. I just wanted to say that somebody has busted them.
David busted them.
Not virgin Peeps.
Yeah.
David, do you want to have another one?
I need two because I'm going to do a double stuff.
Oh.
To like get the full
experience. Oh, you got
to
get the full
experience.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's hard for me to eat an Oreo without milk, but.
You want milk?
I'll do it. No, I'm not going to make you go.
Mm-hmm. Stop.
I like these a lot.
I tweeted once, where are my Peeps at? Diabetic kid. It's really sad when people,
people
say their tweets.
I once tweeted.
They taste like chemicals.
You do that on every show.
You do? Okay,
oh, wow, yeah.
It tastes like chemicals.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
There's nothing natural about this at all.
I like just the cookie, but the inside tastes like motor oil.
It's like so sweet it hurts.
It's like a marker.
Ew. Mm-hmm. And apparently this turns your poop pink or something, right?
Yeah.
A lot of food.
Let's warn everyone eating here, remember that.
Yeah.
So some sexy man out there is about to have a pink surprise.
Oh, he would love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He'd be so happy if somebody
should. Happy Valentine's Day. I ate a bunch of, I saved him from Easter from last year.
Eat a bunch of beets and
peeps.
Man.
Ooh,
it's like red velvet cake. Red velvet cake.
You don't taste that chemical-y thing?
I do. I like it.
Oh,
I thought you liked chemical-y stuff.
No. Why would, what?
Mm-mm. You love Taco Bell.
Yeah, but Taco Bell is one thing.
Yeah,
Taco Bell is not chemically to
you
me.
I like a savory chemical, not a sweet chemical.
They hide the chemical flavored. I don't taste that when I eat Taco Bell.
I can taste when it you here. Grow up with a certain chemical, you just, it's like some, I got the Whole Foods green bean casserole when Thanksgiving, and I was like, this is shit. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want the salty canned green bean with the gross
mushroom.
Yeah, the mushroom soup, the French's onion. I want all kinds of crap in this.
The preservatives.
Yeah, when it was all organic, I was like, this tastes just awful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But is this what a Peeps tastes like?
Not really.
No, it's just the color.
Pink icing.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, I can't.
I am going to finish it, but I'm
Peeps are a little bit more. What I think makes the Peep is you have like the sugar skin and then the marshmallow inside.
Yeah, the sugar skin is the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The skin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just
talking about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. I'm just eating more because I just want to make sure my poop is pink. If I'm going to do it once.
Yeah.
I like, want my poop
all right, give
to
me,
actually
I want,
be pink.
Give me your cookies then because that's the only part I want.
Yeah, you can have the cookie halves.
Yeah, I like these.
Yeah. I like to double stuff it up, all of my Oreos. Mm. Or maybe this is a quadruple. I don't think it's a double stuff.
What about if you made a milkshake with these?
Ooh.
Ooh. It's like cookie butter. It's too much for me. I'm like, I feel too gross about myself.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't gotten in on the cookie butter either. Trader Joe's keeps trying to like send
it
that
is really
my
good,
way.
Oh my god, so good.
You need like once and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have any ideas for us to do of tasty taste test stuff to do, mm-hmm. let us know. Because sometimes I wander the store like trying to find something and I can't really find anything good.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And we also have our PO box at the end of the
episode.
Yeah. So if you have
If you want to send us a sex machine.
Yeah. Don't send us any body parts or anything like
the
that.
The grass-fed chia. This sounds so total hip. But the grass-fed cottage cheese with a little bit of strawberry and chia in it at Whole Foods is really good. They're these little pods, so they're like good for you.
Ooh, and
you
can take great. Them.
They're really, really good. Mm. And I mean, for a nice little healthy snack.
That sounds
such a
delicious.
Mom thing. But, you know, you girls should try. You know, when you're on the go.
No,
we are on the go.
You're speaking my language.
It doesn't keep for very long, but you'd have to. But if you're driving and eating real quick.
The organic shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chemical, you need to get, I mean, these will last forever. These Oreo, you these in a fucking bomb shelter for the next
bacteria wants it. God, bacteria's just like, fuck that.
The apocalypse is just nothing but you and Oreo peeps. Uh-huh. Like, that's when the end times come.
And you're just shitting pink
everywhere. What's your favorite Easter candy?
I mean, anything Reese's. That doesn't really count. But
those peanut butter eggs.
Yeah. For some reason, I like the peanut butter eggs better than the regular Reese's cup.
Yes. There's
something more peanut butter.
There's, yes.
Mm-hmm. The combo is just, it's better. It's a better proportions.
It's a good shape.
Yes.
They're not chintzy with their peanut butter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you remember I ever got mad about like the Reese's trees? Because they were like, doesn't look enough like a Christmas tree. Christianity is dying. Okay. Go fuck yourself.
Imagine that being your biggest problem.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, what a world. That'd be lovely. All right. Let's play some MySpace quiz. We're going to ask you some real dumb questions.
Okay. They better be I'm so afraid of these because I think, what if they're things like, every third grader knows this and then it's something that I can't answer. And everybody's like, Gray is dumb. Have you heard her Lady to Lady episode? It's just the dumbest person.
That
I've
is
ever.
Like
well,
my
you
life.
You better not fuck it up, Gray. Everything's right. Yeah.
My entire life is being afraid of people realizing how stupid I actually am. So
I'm glad I didn't say anything just now because now I know what they're talking about. But for a long time, I didn't know.
But these are all very open to interpretation.
My friend was like, my grandfather was in the Pacific Theater. And I was like, I didn't know your grandfather was an actor.
He did theater.
Wait, what is that?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
It's the
Theater of War.
Yeah. Yes. In World War II.
Okay, I'm glad. You're making me feel a lot better. Because at the time, I felt like
this girl. Wait, but what does that mean, though?
It's like.
It's just what the.
It's the Pacific flank of the war versus the Atlantic.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. See? Mm-hmm. And this girl was totally flirting with my husband, and she was like an old friend of his, and they had a lot of inside jokes and stuff, and so I was like trying to keep up. And then when she said that, I just looked like his dumb LA wife, because like.
Fucking great.
She's like, I knew it. I can't wait to go back to all of our friends that we grew up with. I'm like, he married some bitch from LA. Anyway,
you know what? You can't know everything.
She said, no, I know your grandfather was an actor.
Right. Well, this will make you feel better. When I first started watching Veep, I thought the president's name on that show was POTUS.
Oh, yeah. I do feel like POTUS did not start being POTUS used until
it's
the
last few
like,
years.
Okay, thank you.
And I think probably social media people didn't want to spell out that whole thing. So,
okay, I thought we've all just been POTUSing left and right.
No,
and I didn't know.
It's
from some podunk POTUS town.
No, POTUS is
okay,
new.
I was staving off what I'm afraid of by jokes. I was like, let's just tell some more jokes. Okay, but now I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to roll the theme. Serious.
Okay.
We have a new
and I never was on MySpace. I had somebody, oh God, I had like a nightmare where somebody had made a MySpace page for me that everybody thought was my MySpace page, but I had nothing to do with it. And then I found it and was like, I mean, it was everything I hate, like blessed and like, you know, the sparkle. It was like sparkling.
You had a nightmare or someone actually did it?
No, it was a living nightmare.
Somebody made it for you?
Yeah, some woman made it and everything was sparkling. There were like, it was before unicorns were cool and it was like purple unicorns and like everything and blessed hashtag.
No.
Like, not even hashtag, it was just like,
the word.
That was my mood. Like, there was something like, what is your mood? And my mood was blessed. Is that like real?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's a thing that like, people do people like take over like people's personalities.
Yeah.
It was so bad that I would have stopped watching my cartoons if I had happened upon it. I'd be like, oh my God, I can't watch that show because the woman who's in it, she's terrible. You should look her up.
Right.
And then people would look it up and go, God, she seems kind of nice and normal. But no. All right.
She loves unicorns.
She doesn't seem so sparkly.
Well, answer these as the real Gray.
Yeah. Okay. We have a new theme song from Rachel, one of our listeners. She's a first grade teacher.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty cool.
Yes.
Let's roll it.
I got on MySpace, it'll put a smile on your face. Now it's time for a MySpace quiz.
Nap time.
Rachel.
Kate McKinchy.
Yeah.
She's Velma, you know? Do you know she's Velma?
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's
cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Awesome. I am feeling sick from these peeps already.
Yeah, I like just felt like
with as much garbage as I put inside my body. Yeah, this is...
we just ate like the healthiest pokey lunch, and I'm just buzzing with like chemical energy.
So much sugar. Yeah, one of the, like the veins in my arm just went. At me, and it's like, you know, like when sugar just gives you like a moment somewhere in your body, and you're like, oh, okay, it's, yeah, it's all over there right now. Okay, shake it out.
You know what? I'm gonna double down. I have a Red Bull in the fridge. I'm gonna eat that right up. Eat that right after this. Hyper from these peeps.
We should take this to the. This,
yeah, it's amazing how much this stuff affects me now.
Chameleon cold brew coffee. Oh, yes. Have you had it? Oh my god. Well, and I was, my friend was like, and it lasts forever. And I was like, because I was telling her it was like $9. I'm like, god, that fucking cold brew is, I'm being bankrupt. And she was like, yeah, but it lasts like a long time. And I was like, no, I go through like a bottle every couple days. And she was like, you're supposed to dilute it. You know that, right? And I was like, you are.
Oh, like, damn.
Ice, oh my god. Are you
cold
serious?
Brew coffee, half and half, and maple syrup. Shake it up. And I'm interesting all day. Wow.
Yeah. So you're just humming right now.
I'm so exciting.
Okay, so these are just random stupid questions that you might see in a MySpace bulletin or your fake.
I don't even know about MySpace. You'll have to like.
It's just like these stupid quizzes people would fill out when they had nothing else to do.
Oh, and that's how the government keeps track of us.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's how we all started selling our information.
Who is your first boyfriend / girlfriend?
Oh my God, Roger. His name was Roger Moore.
Oh, wow.
I know. And it's like, I know. I didn't even know, because when I was little, I was like, why is everybody, my relatives were like, ah, you're in love with the spy. Yeah. And I just, all the stalking behavior of a third grade girl. I loved him from like third grade to eighth grade. It was a long.
That's impressive. Wow.
Yeah. And my husband looks a lot like him. So I feel like I just always knew what my type was, like dark hair, big blue eyes.
Were you guys ever boyfriend or girlfriend?
For a brief moment in sixth grade. Oh. It was like sixth grade was everything I was meant to be. It was my glory year. It was every people I talk about in high school, I'm like, no, sixth grade. Because I was finally like in the popular people, which I never was again. It was just like, and you're on a coasting down. But yeah, and I wrote him a letter that was like, I love you, I love you, I love you, with the smelly marker. Like I wrote him, I love you like 400 times. Aww. And then I put it in the mailbox. And like as it dropped out of my hands where it couldn't be...
Yeah.
Gotten again. I was like, that might be a mistake. But then, and then his mom made dolls. She made these like knockoff Cabbage Patch Kids, and I wanted one made to look just like Roger, and I named it Roger, and it was on my bed. If I were his mom, I'd been like, oh,
what?
Give me my $35 and hope that you never. And back then, $35 was like a whole
so much.
Shit.
Did she make it?
She made it, that looked just like her son.
She made a doll of her son for her son's
soccer. I said, I would like it to have brown hair and big blue eyes. And she's like, oh, okay. I think she thought I was a character. There's a little girl in my son's class that just and my son's gay. He's 10, but he's gay, and he's just like, Mom, oh my god, she won't. I'm not gonna say her name. She's I mean, okay, but I'm like, I love her so much because I'm like, I was her. I was her until high school, and she can't get it. He was like, I like boys. I'm gonna marry a boy, not a girl. Okay, and she's like, you don't know what you're talking about. You just you'll grow out of it.
No,
I get it though. He's
that
really
was
funny.
In high school, so she's ahead of
oh,
time.
I know. I was telling her. I was like, I was that girl. Like until I was a young adult. I mean, yeah, no. But he's like. I mean, he takes it as a. I was like, it should be. A
wait, so Roger turned out to be gay?
No. Later, I moved on to all the gay men after that because they gave me a lot of attention. Roger didn't want to be bothered. but yeah, no. So
wait, but why? So you had a crush on him forever? Then how did what happened when you
in
dated?
Sixth
like,
grade?
What?
We didn't really date. It was like when in sixth grade when you're like, okay, Roger wants you to be his girlfriend. Oh,
of course,
it's
all
will.
Via everyone else.
You must and have been sit so by him in assemblies. Stoked,
sit by him in assemblies. I was absolutely because I had worked 3 years.
Yeah, you put your time.
Yes, we were in a play together once where we had to like each other, and so he had to like hold my hand at one point.
That's
before we dated.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we sat by each other at like three assemblies, and then he started liking Julie Billings.
Classic.
I love the full name of somebody from high school. That's my favorite thing is to hear the full name.
And
of
I found him on Facebook too. Yeah. He's got this beautiful family. They're really like, they probably voted for Trump. They're not listening to this. But like, there's a lot of big trucks. The wife is beautiful. The kids are beautiful. And I'm like, oh, it's weird to like go back that far.
It's
and be
so
like,
weird.
I have to see what the wife looks like. It's like, oh, really? Your third grade self really needs to know what
Facebook is so weird to look up old crushes and stuff.
A lot of it, you're like, thank God that didn't work.
Yeah, definitely. Do you still have the doll?
No, no, it'd but it was a really well-made, nice doll. Yeah.
It'd be amazing if you just like sent it to him now. With like no return
address. I love you written all over it.
I got the boy who had a crush on me, Doug Reeder, had a crush on me from third grade until sixth grade. Aww. And I was such a bitch about it. Like, I loved the attention, so I acted like I was really put out by it, but I like lived for it. And I feel bad because I really made like miserable, but I was so stoked. He got me this cubic zirconia necklace, and I was like, oh my God, that's so creepy. Like, why would he do that? But I wore it all the time.
It's sad when the boy that you've been snubbing like stops liking you because you're like, wait, we had a deal. Like, worship me and I reject you. You know, just like, and then move on. You're like, this is not how this is supposed to go. Yeah, George Smallhofer was my boy like that. And we carved our name into a tree.
George Smallhofer. George Smallhofer is not a real name.
Eric's at elementary in Mira Mesa, California. Yes. Now, I actually looked him up, and you would think Smallhofer would be a name that you could find on Facebook. Yeah. I couldn't find him, but maybe he's got me blocked. That bitch.
Or he could have changed it. I could see. Yeah, I could see a guy. You know, he gets called Smallhofer too
many times. If Hofer
means
dick in German, then I don't know.
How small is your Hofer?
He's no Roger Moore.
No.
He's no Roger Moore.
Yeah, those are the perfect two. Roger Moore versus George Smallhofer.
Poor George. He's probably really
George got some swirlies.
I should look him up again. It's been a few years.
Yeah. Give him a shot.
He probably wouldn't even remember me. I'm like, go back to that tree at Eric's Elementary because our name's still in it.
Whoa. It is? Mm-hmm. That's so cute.
Yeah.
I had the kid I dated in sixth grade or seventh grade. I think I did like our initials in some cement that's by my parents' house that's still there.
Aww. Nice.
The one who I also dated like via friends and then broke up after our first kiss because it was so bad. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
God. Classic.
So funny.
Just the fucking stakes of those relationships though, because you have nothing else to care about in life.
Oh, I mean, it's
yeah. I feel bad. Like, I feel like I'm setting up my son for bad. Like, I was, like, probably addicted to relationships for a while because it's like, I need a pick-me-up. I'm going to like someone. You know, I mean, just, like, which you shouldn't. That you should probably work on yourself instead of, like,
but you know what?
Outside of myself
I've worked
happening.
On myself a lot. Nothing's as exciting as that. I don't give a shit. I've done, I've been going through, because I've been always that person, and it's just like, it makes life a little exciting. Who cares?
Yeah. Whatever. I used to have, like, a crush for every class. Like, even if nothing ever.
Really?
Just someone to look forward to seeing. Like, in college. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good, I think crushes can be constructive in that way.
Maybe to show up.
It's a little carrot.
Yeah, and you try to be, you try to like be smart and you know like be involved. Yeah. You're like, I don't want this person to think I'm an idiot. I don't know.
Give a shit about what you look like.
Yeah. Well, my son had his first heartbreak, and I was like, you need to get back out there. He's like, he's 10. Yeah. I was like, you're gonna go to art camp. I bet there's a lot of gay boys there. We're gonna sign you up for theater camp.
That's
you know,
that's so cute.
That's awesome.
Because he only knew like one gay kid who liked him for a while and then stopped liking him, and he's like, you know, he's like really sad. And I'm like, he was dumb. Like, he wasn't even a smart kid. You were. I heard their phone conversations. It was like, text was really funny, and this kid was like, you know. He was cute.
Wait, your son name's, your son's name is Tex?
Tex.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's kind of like Tess. That's like
my God.
Yes.
That is so funny. I didn't even think
it
was so weird.
That's awesome.
Some kind of like.
So good.
We were meant to meet.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I really wanted. Okay, I started doing stand up. Like, that's how I got into voiceover. But
I
was terrible because I was really young and I just didn't know. And there weren't a lot of funny people yet. It was like that hacky comedy era. And I just had. But I did really good impressions. And this lady was like, you should do impressions. You should do voiceovers while you're working on your comedy, which I think was like her way of saying, you are not good.
Do this.
Your
strength over here.
Is voices. but now I've been like, you know, because now I had my Twitter for a long time, and I was like, I was thinking about it really. Now I've been going back because Kate, the girl who plays Velma, she's a comedian, so she's like, you should do comedy. You're my favorite. You're just like, and I was like, I think I might now that I don't have to worry about paying bills and stuff.
Yeah,
like all my friends who knew each other back then, and then they like kept doing comedy, and I did the voiceover. They're like, fuck, I should have done the voiceover.
100%, you made the right
move. We're all on the road. They're like, I'm hoping to keep my insurance this year. Anyway, but I don't know. So that's it's really embarrassing. I can't even believe I'm saying this, but I signed up for Because I was like, okay, once the baby is, like, yeah. you know, on her way, like, a little bit right, more, right. like, where I can yeah. leave her a little bit, like, with a sitter and not worry about SIDS or something, mm-hmm. I'm going to start, like, going out. I'll do some open mics or something, but I've got, like, I've gone through all my drafts. I've gone through, like, oh, yeah. and I've got, like, oh, I think wow. I've got, like, a solid little 5 minutes.
Nice.
We'll see. I don't know, because nice. I've seen some horrible people where I'm, like, yeah. where I'm glad they're there, because I'm, like,
that's why open mics are great. Yeah.
That's when, whenever I talk
no,
to somebody
I'm not even
who's...
talking about open mics. I'm talking about the Comedy Store on a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's the Neil Brennan.
You're not exactly.
Oh, that's
that.
Why people are here. And then yeah, there's yeah. someone who put in there that all they talked about was how depressed they were. And it's like, maybe I think I'm worried about you. I'm not laughing. I'm yeah. just worried that
that's
we need
comedy
to help
now,
you.
Baby. Yeah. Everyone talks about their yeah.
It's okay if you make me laugh
if you're
during
funny about it. Yeah, but just being much, sad isn't anything impressive. Yeah.
It was like there was not one thing, and I really wanted to be supportive and like mm. I'm a good person to have out there because I'm yeah, like yeah. you know I want to laugh, but yeah. I can't because nothing you're saying is even remotely.
That's the yeah, worst so. Feeling because I'm an easy laugher too. Like yeah. I'm a laugh ho. It's really so like when I can't laugh. At something, it's I feel kind of like I'm dry heaving. Like,
yeah,
like, yeah.
yes, your laughter tank is empty. It's just yeah. like I have like that much fake laughter, and if after I use it up, it's just like.
No, you yeah. can't. The thing with stand-up especially is you can't fit. Like, no. it's just not going to come out.
I
know?
Was just thinking, do you have one premise? Like, any kind of anything that I can,
well,
you know,
comedy
just
is so popular yeah. right now, so there's a lot of people trying to do it who
are trying to
get... But this guy's
at the Comedy Store, like,
yeah, but
Saturday
those
night,
are a lot of bringer show. You know, those okay. people sometimes get taken advantage of and, like, mm-hmm. get told, get
See,
stage
I don't know
time.
The...
Yeah, sometimes those shows are producers who have, like, gotten somebody who's not quite ready to do it to get there to bring okay. people out. Yeah. So because
that person brings their whole office.
Yeah, yeah. When I used to do music, the Roxy, I play the Roxy, but they're like, you have to sell 100 tickets. Do you
yeah,
think you can sell 100
like
tickets?
Yes,
it's so like that. Yeah.
So that kind of happens a lot before people are like okay. ready for it. I mean, I remember, or sometimes they just get up there somehow. But
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
Or if they have credits or something, it's like you can.
I think
yeah.
you might have written for something, but I was thinking, wow, it didn't. You're yeah. a writer. Write some shit. You,
yeah.
But I. Yeah. Anyway. But so anyway, I came home because I've been going out to shows. Like I've been getting a babysitter and going out like at least oh, once cool. a week. I've been trying to like see things, and my son was like, what do you do, you know, like, he was yeah. like on his iPad, he's like, mom, where were you? And I was like, I was going to see comedy because I really want to get back into it, and yeah. I think, you know, and he's like, mom, you're like, you do cartoons, why would you do that? And I was like, because I have to have it, you have to have the next dream, like whatever
yeah.
the next dream
yeah.
is. And
yeah,
he,
yeah.
And then he was like, that's good, that's he's so cute, he's just like the most wonderful kid. Aww. But he's just like, that's a good advice, I'm always gonna have the next dream. I was like, yeah, you can't don't get happy too.
I'm
don't,
so jealous of your yeah. cool gay son.
Honestly, he was like, I'm so supportive, but he's like, mom, he's like, yes. I know. He goes, what if I have to come? He's like, what if I come back into the closet when I'm 18 and you're like really disappointed? Yeah. And he's like, it's not gonna happen. But like, no, he's already planned out his wedding and like how his husband and him are gonna decorate. And he's like,
oh my
he's
God.
Like, I love like your old style because I have like, you know, we have like an old Spanish house and I have like my 40. I just love art deco yeah, yeah. and all that stuff. And he's like, I mean, this is fine, but like my husband and I are gonna have a very streamlined house. Oh. Like, and I was like, yeah, I was like, you're being a total cliche right now. If you want to be a cliche, go up and go do that with your husband. But if you want to just be a different kind of gay guy, you should keep some of yes. mommy's.
yep.
And that's the stuff he'll realize as he gets
yes,
older.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There's value to those Art Deco pieces.
Yes. yes.
Once he takes his first trip to Palm Springs.
Oh my God. Oh, he loves Palm Springs. Oh, we go to the Parker all the time.
Oh
yeah.
Gosh.
It was funny because he was like, how are people going to know that I don't like girls? I mean, how are we going to know? And I was like, you'll just know. I was like, when you get older, yeah. you'll just know who's your type. And he was like, oh, okay. And then we went to Palm Springs and he's like, I think I'm starting to know. I think that people that are my type.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, you're 10, so stay away from that 24-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh my
That's
God.
Amazing.
So good.
Okay. Who would you want to be tied to for 24 hours?
Who?
But does it have to be like someone famous or something? Like,
I think
not
it's just whatever. Anyone.
Yeah.
Not my family.
Hey, you get a break.
I'm already
you
tied to them for 24 hours. I have a sling going all the time. I'm always like,
yeah.
I love David Sedaris. I would love to meet him.
Mm. Yeah.
I've been listening to his books forever, and I finally got tickets to see him, and I was just like cool. the most starstruck I've ever been, because you know you've been listening to that voice forever, and then to see the mouth move and that voice come out of it, I was yeah. like, oh, God, he's talking. And all. I mean, I went into like Beatles love, like I wanted to be screaming. I didn't scream, but I was just like, I love him. I would love to just But I would want not want him to think that I was like some crazy fan.
He'd be a perfect 24-hour person, I think.
I feel like he's so neurotic too. Like something like hour 12, some shit will go down.
Yeah, of course some shit will go down.
Yeah.
I think David Sedaris is like the only person I've ever read that like I was out loud cackling alone. Like all of his books make me laugh that hard.
He makes me laugh, and then like when I try to write, and I try to write exactly like you know what I mean. I'm writing like him.
No, it's good. It's like seeing good. Like my son's an artist. And he'll go, I'm out of things to draw. I feel like my art's getting stale. I'm like, let's go to a museum. Because I was like, you have to fill up your creativity tank. Mm-hmm. And that's, I feel like, listening to good music makes you.
Yeah, it makes you just like inspired.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like you don't want
to. I saw him years ago when I still lived in Salt Lake. I saw him do a reading. And afterwards, I met him and he signed my book. And he was like, have you ever done mushrooms? I've done mushrooms. I think I hadn't at that point. I was like, no. And he wrote something in the book like, Barbara, let's do mushrooms together.
Oh, and
he like a little drawing.
That's
yeah.
So fun. What if you got to do mushrooms with David Sedaris?
I would die. I mean, I would need Amy. I would need Amy there too.
Yeah.
She can make us little snacks. Well, you don't want to eat at mushrooms, but she can make us post come down snacks.
Yeah. I replaced her on Doc McStuffins because she lives in New York and it was hard for them to get to her. But I was just like, so excited about. I was like, I love, and people didn't. You're trying, you know, like a lot of people don't know who they are, which is I find amazing. You know,
such superstars.
Yeah, I know. I'm like elf. You know, you're trying to like throw out any like major reference. We're like, oh, okay. But I was like, I replaced Amy Sedaris, and they're like, what?
Oh, that's so cool.
I think that's amazing. Yeah. I'm amazed that you replaced Amy Sedaris, and then my niece is so obsessed with Doc McStuffins that on behalf of my niece.
Oh, I'm the dress up. She used to be called Dress Up Daisy, but. Or she used to be called Disco Daisy. Now she's called Dress Up Daisy because she's sort of like a Barbie type character.
Oh,
nice. But yeah.
It's a really cool show if you guys don't have nieces. But it's like Michelle Obama was part of it.
Yeah.
I think,
oh,
right?
Cool.
And it like teaches like little girls to like want to be doctors when they grow up.
Nice. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Oh, that's
it's really
awesome. Even though my agent was like, sweet. Doc McStuffins isn't taping this week. He must be sick, or you know, I mean, like as a joke, and I was like, "Well, he is a little black girl, but
yeah,
1950s, yeah."
Glad you've been watching.
Yeah, I know. My agent sometimes sends me things that I've on. I mean, like that I am that character, like they're replacing me.
Right.
Angels. I mean, I'm like, I am this, so I'm hurting right now. But good luck to whoever.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Oh no, are you so funny?
Are you on that? I'm like, yeah, that's me that they're replacing. But anyway,
yeah.
That's amazing.
All right, let's do one more and then go. Let's see.
Got a good
Do you have a good one?
Yeah. What stereotype would you label yourself as?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Gosh, you don't ever want to be that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Or like what do you think people would like think?
I feel like
were?
I'm like, I.
What category would they put you in?
Yeah. Well, like, you know. Well, because I used to be kind of rockabilly, and then but I thought I was kind of like a cool rockabilly. I guess everybody wants.
Well,
to
who doesn't? Yeah, who's like, I'm not
people
a cool
would get
rockabilly.
Me like the cherry earrings and the cherry, and I'm like, no, that's like that stuff that's they sell at. Yeah, that's like stuff they sell at the mall. Like
it's
I want
a basic
real,
bitch
yeah. Like I want a real vintage, like crocheted purse with the, you know, like Bakelite. It has to be real big, you know.
Yeah,
and so I was always offended. People were like, I got the, you are gonna love this person. It was just like a cherry print with like a hot rod on it.
Yeah.
So I guess I was that stereotype, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
As stereotypes like go.
That. I know. Yeah.
You can really tell what people think of you by what general gifts they give you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I can't get rid of the bangs, though. Like, I was like, I got to be modernized. You know?
Yeah.
But then I was like, I have a big forehead, so I'm just going to keep
good
bangs. I feel like once you have those, it's like, of course you're going to keep those.
But then every girl with bangs would be like, you look just like my friend. And then you meet them and it's like the only thing they just have black hair and bangs.
Yep.
Yeah. Or they're like, you remind me of the girl in CSI. That girl.
Penny or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what her character name is, but anyway, she did a Scooby-Doo once and she was really nice, but I can't
remember.
Blue eye. We don't look anything alike. We have bangs. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. The similar hair will get you that every time. So that's your stereotype is
Girl. Rockabilly.
Rockabilly. That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
What about you guys? What are yours?
People usually...
I mean... No, go ahead.
What's your spot?
Yes, what were you going to say?
Blonde girl.
Yeah.
SoCal blonde.
SoCal blonde. Yeah. Stoner makes surfer sense. Chick.
Yeah.
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 And I think I mean.
Well, like you said, it's like you are that, but you're also a million of, you know.
Thank you. Yeah. Exactly.
We contain
not
multitudes.
Just that. Yeah. Well, there's a reason why, like, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. I guess stereotype, I don't want to say slut. I mean,
but everyone else does.
I'd say boy crazy. That's, yeah, that's,
yeah.
That's,
yeah.
You guys think, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. No holes barred.
You're like
no holes barred.
The holes are open for business.
No holes barred, yeah.
You're like that, no holes barb.
I would stereotype you as just horny.
But the thing is, I'm not that horny.
Baby.
So it's boy.
It's very confusing.
I'm not that horny, baby. No, it's more about attention than anything else. Yeah. It's more just the constant, like, I like the excitement of the thing. Yeah. Less than I want to fuck all of them.
Yeah. And it's so weird for them because I was boy crazy before I got married, and now I'm not at all. I'm not at all. No, but then they think that you're, like, wild in bed, and then I'm just, like, the most boring person. I'm like, a big talker. Like,
I've gotten so much and then I'm like, more boring.
I'm just
gonna
lay here while you do your whatever business. And then
I think they get those mixed up.
Like, see, I thought you'd be wilder, and I'm like,
yeah, I'm pretty wild in bed, but I think people would guess that.
I think I've gotten less so.
Really, for me, it's more so. Like,
she's like, pour pee on me.
Oh God, I'm not there yet. I bet one day I will.
She's like, start with Mountain Dew. Yeah, and you're just like,
we'll get you to
it.
A Carl's Jr. one of these days.
First, put me in the bikini and then pour pee on me.
Yeah, I want to see that commercial.
Like your Carl's bit.
What about yours? You?
I don't like nerdy punker girl. I guess somewhere in there, probably. Somewhere like that.
Did you ever watch Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy? Like Billy and Mandy. Oh shoot, it's cute.
What
it's
is
cute.
That?
Mandy is the little girl on it, and you kind of if she was a real person, you'd kind of like.
Aw.
She's just got like a cute little short blonde hair and just a little round face.
Cool.
She's very cute. People love her.
Yeah.
It's like it was this Grim Reaper. It's a cute. It's a really cute like little '90s show. It was on Cartoon Network, and it's this little boy and girl. They didn't want their hamster to die, and the Grim Reaper came to take their hamster, and he challenged them to a limbo. They challenged him to a limbo contest.
Like you
if,
do,
like if, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And if he lost, like they would get to keep their hamster forever. So, he lost, and he had to be best friends with them forever too. So now it's just these two little kids and the Grim Reaper and this weird like zombie hamster that should have been dead a long time ago.
I feel like I remember
really that's cute. So
yeah,
cute.
And the Grim Reaper has this Rasta accent, which is really sweet.
I remember the Grim Reaper from that show, but I don't remember the rest of the show.
Yeah, the little girl's really cute, and she's like she just talks like this, and she's like really, really everything is really serious, and you know, yeah, it's cute.
Did you do a voice on it?
I was Mandy. I was the girl.
Oh,
sweet.
Yeah, but if you ever had to be a cartoon,
cool.
By the way, Gray, we were talking before the show, has done more voices than any other female voice artist.
Yeah.
That's quite a title.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And there's only four men that are above her, including Mel Blanc. Is that right?
Yes. And no, Mel Blanc is under.
You just passed. Yeah.
I'm on top of him.
Yeah,
it's tucked in a Carl's Jr. cup. Sorry, just true line. I can't.
Yeah. Bring it back. We're gonna go pee in a cup. We'll be back.
Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying the show.
Oh, I mean, I am.
Me too.
Oh, you meant the people listening? Or
We were always enjoying ourselves.
We're always enjoying ourselves doing it.
As you know, it's the Max Fun Drive right now.
Yeah.
So part of that means that if you pledge, you get some pretty fucking awesome gifts.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not just throwing that, you know, we're going to give you something back for giving us a donation.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just going to cheat you out of the fantastic bonus content for $5 a month. We recorded a bonus episode. You get access to our bonus episode plus every show on the Max Fun Network recorded bonus stuff you can check out. And that's just the $5 a month level. If you do $10 a month, you get an enamel pin designed by Megan Lynn Cott, which there's designs for every show. I think you should pick it Lady to Lady because it's really cute candy hearts.
Yeah, it's super, super cute.
Let's say Lady to Lady.
Yeah, for $20 a month, you get everything past that we just said. You get the pin, you get the bonus content, and you get this really cool keep in touch kit that's basically a lot of like really cool stationery and like a rocket shaped candle that smells like a freshly sharpened pencil. Like that's neat. You send a letter to somebody that you care about.
How
you
nice is mean? That to get a letter?
It feels so good.
Yeah,
and then just lighting a candle that smells like a pencil next to you while you're writing it, it's heaven.
What an afternoon. Play a little jazz,
come on,
some vinyl,
yeah,
or listen to us.
Oh yeah, that's better than jazz.
We're like the jazz of podcast.
Sure.
Transcribe your favorite episode of our podcast with a quill pen listening with this candle burning in the background.
Yes. And you know what? If it's evening and you've had a long day, why don't you do that while you're having a nice sip of beer from your Max Fun beer mug? These steins are super cute. They've got the Max Fun logo, like frost engaged on them. And no, they're super cool.
And you get that for... Plus all the other stuff, all the other packages. So if you do the $35 a month, you get those two awesome beer mugs plus everything else we already told you about. If you decide to bump it up $100 a month, you get a membership in the Inner Circle, which is the monthly culture club. I think you get sent little gifts once a month and stuff like that, you know, plus all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And $200 a month, free registration for Max FunCon 2018, which is what a great meetup where you get to hang out with a lot of the Max Fun podcasters and they do panels and activities, and it's like a whole weekend of fun with people. So that's $200 a month. You're supporting us, and you get to come hang out with some cool people.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, like, we thank you so much for being a member already. If you are already a member and, like, think about upgrading, maybe.
Just do it.
You would deserve it.
Yeah. Listen, we deserve it.
The world's going to end soon, so, like, you can't take it with you. So give it to us.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect. Dig out some of that bunker mattress money.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And maybe we'll be able to get some more breakable glass props for our next live show. I mean, that's the kind
That's really what your money is going towards.
Yeah. Yeah.
We break a lot of fake glass. And it's expensive.
Yeah. Break fake Britney signed champagne bottles add up after a while.
Oprah impersonators. These are the kind of things you're paying for.
Yeah.
And
frankly, it's worth it.
Yeah. No, thanks. Really, truly, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much. Why not just go ahead and do it right now?
Yeah, just do it. You're sitting at your computer, you know, you're hanging out anyway.
Open up another tab, MaximumFun.org. Click on donate. Select Lady to Lady as your favorite show. Pop in that credit card info. Hit send.
And you're done, son.
Boom. That's all it is.
Thank you so much, you guys. We're going to get back to the show. We are back, you guys. I'm Tess.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
And we're here with...
Gray!
Yay!
And Gray, we're going to solve some lady problem. Lady problem right now.
Well,
yeah. Okay. Do you feel prepared?
Very period-y. I don't know.
It could be period.
Okay. Yeah. That's so awful that I... Somebody's going to be like, oh, that is really generalizing.
I mean, that's kind of what we call everybody, it.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
It's like when some people talk about their twins, I'm like, your boobs. And I'm like, no, people, I guess people just call them the twins and it annoys me. But yeah. I'm like, what's wrong with the twins? Do you have a memory problem?
They're never look like twins that much.
No. They're always fraternal.
Yes, exactly.
And we have a cover song by who? Steve Porter?
Steve Porter, I think.
I can't remember who did it is, but somebody.
Steve one?
Steve Porter?
Yeah.
No.
Nope. This is not Steve Porter. Maybe it is.
This might be Molly.
Is this Molly?
Different Molly, but yeah.
This is not Molly.
Yeah, it's Molly Raskin.
Oh yeah, the laugh. Great.
Lady problems. Do you have them?
Thank you, Molly, not
That's
Steve.
Great. For
that. Yeah.
Reminds me of that. Oh, I don't remember the band's called, but they're girls or sisters, and they have like 80s sounding songs.
Tegan and Sarah?
No.
I don't know.
Wilson Phillips?
No. Anyway, they're young, but they have 80s sounding songs.
Okay.
Oh, I'll think of it.
I probably like it.
You would love it. You'd love it. Nice. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. I have a lady problem, and it's a doozy.
Ooh.
I'm a 26-year-old lady, and I have been openly bisexual to my friends for about 4 years now. I have also been in a long-term relationship with a cisgender man for about 3 of those 4 years. My boyfriend is sweet, thoughtful, good in bed, and makes me laugh every day. We have a cat and dog together and almost never fight. I could seriously see spending my life with him, but there's one problem. I can't stop thinking about women. Before my boyfriend came along, I only had a couple of hookups with other women and never a real girlfriend. I wanted to date women, but it was difficult to know where to find other queer girls. Then I got it together with my current boyfriend. When we started getting serious, I told him I was bisexual and he had no problem with that. I even tried to see if he would be open to me having sex with women in an open relationship, but he's a traditional guy and was honest with me and said he was looking for a monogamous relationship. I respect him and said at the time that I was okay with that. Now it's 3 years later, and I still want to be with my boyfriend and never even look at other men. But there's a part of myself that wants to explore my sexuality by dating women. if I'm going to commit to one guy, I feel like I owe it to myself to make sure I'm not going to be yearning after women for the rest of my life. I find myself developing inappropriate crushes on women I work with and fantasizing about getting down with girls I see on the bus. I thought if I ignored my feelings, they might go away, but they've only intensified. I want to stay with my boyfriend, but I'm afraid bringing up my feelings will ruin everything we have. And I'm equally afraid that keeping quiet will make me too unhappy and resentful in the long run. Can I have my dick and eat pussy too? Thanks for the amazing show. You ladies rock.
Okay, I think that she might be just a lesbian, because if you're not even looking at any other guys except for, I think she just has like an incredible boyfriend that like makes her feel secure and like a really great like best friend dude,
right?
And she doesn't want to like lose that solid person in her life, because but if she, the fact that she's not even thinking about any other men ever, who doesn't, I mean, like even she's like, I don't even look at other men, but I constantly think about, and she's not going to be happy if she just stays with him and just,
I mean, I think I don't necessarily agree with that, because I've been with men and women, and not women that much, but I had an experience where like I, you know, had wanted to be with one for a long time, and then it happened. And I think society does this to us, but also just maybe naturally it's a little bit easier to sexualize women, you know? Yeah. So when I look at men, I don't necessarily like get like, oh, I'm turned on by looking at this guy. But women's bodies turn me on more by like looking at
them. Yeah, I think everybody feels like women's bodies are more attractive.
Right. So I don't know if that necessarily means she's like just gay.
Yeah, but the fact that she never, ever, ever thinks in three, 4 years, never thought about another guy.
Never developed a crush.
But
like
I think constantly thinking
crush?
About women.
I don't know. I don't know. Doesn't mean she's gay to me, at least. I mean, because she didn't say the sex is bad.
She does say the sex is good.
Yeah, she's having sex with her boyfriend. Still.
Yeah, she is having sex.
So I feel like if she wasn't attracted to him at all and that was going on, maybe. Yeah. To me, it sounds like she fantasizes about women because she's thinking about that. It's the more forbidden thing almost.
Well, I definitely
she already
think
has
she's got to get this out of her. She's got to like take a lady break.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a lady break and just say like, I love you. I don't want to lose this, but I'm not ever going to, I'm always going to wonder what if I don't explore this part of my sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I think so too.
And if he's like a guy that's like worth being with, I think he'd be like, you know, look, I don't want to be with you if you're always going to wonder what if either.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it sounds like she brought it up initially with him like a couple years ago, and they've been together for a couple years now, so maybe it's like worth kind of
but I definitely think she might be more in, at least, okay, maybe not gay, but maybe more interested in women than she is in men, and she just found a really incredible guy. That also, for me, it's easier to be sexual. Good sex to me is when you're really bonded to a guy. Like, I don't like the whole, like, I mean, like, the hookup stuff. Like, I mean, that doesn't really ever feel good, because I'm always hoping that they're going to fall in love with me. They're going to, you know?
Like, this is the beginning, not the end.
Yeah, they think this is the hookup, but this is really me building blocks to, like, them falling in love with me. But I'm not sure everybody's like that. But I just think that, like, maybe the sex is good because she trusts him and she really cares for him and loves him, but just not in that romantic way. I don't know. Because, I mean, if you're people on the bus, it's like, I feel like you're just
thirsty.
She needs a big old drink.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't necessarily think that means she's just gay. I think she's just, since it's the thing she doesn't have access to, it's turning her on more than the thing she does have access to, which is a dick. You know?
Yeah.
I think the thing that we don't want is usually the thing that, like, turns us on the most forbidden, quote-unquote, thing.
And there are, like, you know, there's definitely a huge range of and there's some bi people that are like only want relationships with men and then only want to hook up with women and vice versa.
I was just thinking maybe there's a preference toward women.
There probably is.
Yeah, I mean,
but the only
know.
Way that she's gonna know that is if she does. I mean, you know what you want to do and what you need to do. It's just fucking shitty because he has a cat and a dog and he seems really cool. And God, like, it's so much easier if you're in a situation and this person sucks.
I hope they don't do the thing where they bring somebody home and like in like that, like where she was saying, like, well, no, because I feel like it's gonna take away from the sacredness of her whatever new relationship
but
she has. You don't want her, your girlfriend to be like your boyfriend's, like, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't be like, well, he's not entertainment.
He's
obviously
not going to be into a polyamorous thing in any sense. I don't think that would be happening.
Yeah, probably but she suggested, didn't she suggest that?
She suggested an open thing, but I mean,
I thought that was like where she brought some girl. And I was like, oh, poor girl. Like the girl.
No, I think she meant she would date someone separately.
Maybe a threesome is a way to talk to him about it at first, maybe.
Yeah. But I just feel like I feel bad for the girl that might have real feelings for her, and then she's just like this like but sex just... toy for her boyfriend.
I mean, I think if you're a third, if you're yeah. a third, you just have to know what's up. If you're a third, like, talk about going into a situation knowing you're just there for the sex. Like, no one's there for a relationship with a third.
Yeah.
Be open about what you're looking for.
Right? If this was me, I would approach it with, like, I know we talked about this a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I really want to stay with you, but, like, I am having extremely strong sexual feelings. I want to explore dating women. If you think that we could try to do that and still be together, great. If not, I probably need to, like, take a break so I figure this out. I would at least ask him again. It's not going to hurt.
I think so, too.
You know?
It's a conversation to have.
I don't know. She says he's a cool guy. I mean, obviously. Yeah.
I mean, it might. I don't know if it's going to fuck everything up, but it's like it's worth. To me, that would be the ideal situation is if you could explore that but still stay together. I don't know if that's possible for him, if he, it can only be monogamous, but.
Yeah. And she sounds like she will respect that if that's not possible. You mm-hmm. obviously, this is a risk, and like you could fuck up your current relationship by bringing this up.
But she definitely can't stay if he says she can't just be like, okay, no, well, I guess
you should,
I won't
you should
that.
Explore this.
Yeah, she just, yeah.
Definitely.
But do you think that's true? It's like, think about this though. If she, say this was a guy writing into us, and it was a guy being like, oh, like, I love my girlfriend, but I want to fuck a lot of other women all the time. What's so different? Like, isn't that
because,
just...
Because I think we're just more stereotyped. We're more... We view male bisexuals differently than we view female bisexuals for whatever reason.
Well, I'm not saying bisexuals.
I'm
saying a straight man.
Like, you've got to take a man break then.
But yeah. No. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying, like, if you are with somebody monogamously, you're probably going to have fantasies about other people, mm-hmm. no matter if they are male or female. Is this just something that she needs to be like, sorry, that's just life?
You mean, if a guy was also fantasizing about different women?
Yeah, because it's happens. But then if you're in a relationship, you just kind of don't go for it.
But if a guy wrote this, this is intense.
I mean, it's one thing to be like, you know, even though I'm in a relationship, I'll always be boy crazy. I'm always going to be like checking guys out. But it's not like I like develop these insane obsessive crushes. More just like, oh, that guy's a cute butt.
Yeah, my first husband, I was like really, he's just an amazing person. He is just like funny and smart and wonderful and just giving and kind of, but there was no sexual chemistry.
I was going to say,
like,
but you guys
zero.
Didn't fuck well. Yeah, that's
like,
where that was
going. Like, we didn't even do it till we got married. Whoa. I know. Because I knew that if I did it with him before we got married, that I wouldn't have been able to go through with the actual ceremony because we just had like zero like sexual chemistry. And I felt like, but I can make it work. He's going to be a great dad and he's like a good solid person and, you know, he's so cool and funny and, you know, but I'm telling you like, I was telling my friend, you know that book, like, are you my daddy? You know that book where like the chick is hatched and is like, are you my mother? Are you my mother? That's how I felt like everybody I met. I was like, maybe that will be my person. And I'm married, but I was like, maybe that's the person I'm supposed to be with. Maybe that's because I knew it wasn't him, which is heartbreaking because he's just such a wonderful person. Yeah. But like, you just cannot force that. I mean, if it's not there.
No, that's, you know. That happened to me. Like, that's the thing I that kind of happened to me in one of my relationships, and now I'm like, okay, like I've got to have that sexual chemistry because obviously I have to have all the other stuff too.
Yeah,
but that's like, I'm like, no, I need
it's
to be with somebody
like, if it's there, it's not super important, but if it's not there, it's like everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I experimented. I mean, even trying to get out of that, I was like, maybe I'm gay because I mean, I did experiment a little bit before I, you know, like in college, like everybody does. But it wasn't. But I was like, oh no, I'm straight. You know, like when I was straight. But even then, I was thinking like, I'm so not. Maybe I'm broken inside. Like maybe I just can't be attracted to men because he's cute, he's funny, he's smart, he's artistic. I mean, he's everything.
Don't you hate that when you're like, no, I must be fucked up? And you're like, oh no, you just don't work together. It's fine.
And then I met somebody who I was like, oh my god, I can't stop thinking about that guy who was married to somebody else, which is awful. But we didn't pursue that, but at least it made me go, okay, I've got to get out of this because I can feel that way about someone. Mm-hmm. I just not this person. So you know, thank God we're still really good friends because Tex is our boy.
Aww.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's it's hard because it sounds like she has a really good thing here, but you gotta just be honest with him. And...
Safe sucks.
But I think like being honest is not, I mean, if this is a relationship you should be in, then honesty is definitely never going to be the wrong way to go.
Yeah,
so like,
absolutely.
If you just have to trust that if maybe you are meant to be with this guy and maybe you just need to go like date a woman or two and like you're going to realize actually I was happier with this, but you needed to get this out of your system.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to realize you never wanted to be with a guy at all. But either way, it's going to work out the way it's supposed to.
And it could be a really sweet story. It's like, well, I thought I might need to be with women. And so we took a break.
But I mean, imagine that on his end. That's got to be like, be like, what, is he supposed to wait for her?
No. And you have to know that he's not going to wait for you. Yep. That's
part of that's what's going to keep her from doing this, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound, I think it's past the point of her being able to not do something about it.
Yeah.
And maybe even talking
you're
going to
end up cheating on him if you don't, basically.
Yeah. Like, at the very least, you need to, like, talk talk to him about this and then, you know, together figure out like what the lines are, like maybe educate him on like, does he understand what a bisexual is? Like, does he understand what that really means? Mm-hmm. And like, then just kind of figure out what your own price of admission is for
this. This is really awful advice, but this is what I would do, which I always do the awful thing. Uh-huh. I would like talk to him, give him a fair shot to let me out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, like I would, and then if he said, no, I just can't deal with that. Like, it'll be over if you do that. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to stay with you. And then I would cheat and then see if it was like something that I had to leave for. Then I would come back. If it was something I had to leave for, then I'd be like, you know, I have to leave. I'm sorry. I can't do this. And then I would know that it would be okay.
Right.
Yeah. And, see, sometimes lying and being an awful. Probably
what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah. But then if it wasn't great, I'd be like, good, I didn't fuck this up and I still got it here. That's terrible.
It's not
a very honest way to go, but sometimes lying is best policy.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times fantasy is fantasy. It's not as good as the reality.
Yes.
You know?
True. Yeah.
So, like, you do have to factor that in where it's just like, you can think about all these things in this, like, dreamy way, but it's like porn. It is like porn. When you watch porn, it's like everything's perfect, and then, like, you can fuck somebody, everything's like weird, and it's not, you know, it's all awkward. So,
I don't know. Assholes all brown and not all bleached and beautiful.
Exactly. In life, the assholes are never bleached.
They're not. They always do look great. It's so annoying.
And
I think how many dicks have been in there too, and they're still like, oh,
spotless.
I mean, when that's your job, it's like, you know, care of that.
Oh my God. Have you guys ever gotten your ass waxed?
No.
Great.
Yes, I did without knowing. Like, the lady just didn't even ask me. She didn't ask me what my preference was. And she was like, turn over and put open. And I was like, oh, but I'd never done anything like any waxing before. So I was like, oh, I'm a child of the 80s. Okay. And then I was like, oh, you know, yeah. So, but then I
didn't
like
it because when it grows in, when all of it, stubbly. It's so itchy.
Yes.
No.
It's itchy. But when you've got that smooth pussy and ass, that is some good fucking.
Yes. Makes you a little bit. You want to be promiscuous, so you're like, you don't want to waste this great thing on like just your partner. Yeah. It's like when you get your hair done, you're like, I gotta go to the mall and be seen by as many people as possible. Like, who wants to see this pussy? This is a mall pussy.
This needs to be on display.
Get me a Cinnabon because this is the fucking grade A Sherman Oaks Gallery of Humani.
This is going to I'm going to use this in my act that you have when you wax, you have to show as many people as possible. I'm writing that in my drafts folder.
Perfect.
It's like I was monogamous until I got waxed. I show off.
Now you guys make me want to get a summer butthole wax.
Yes! I'll go with you. It's such a treat.
It's like a puppy cut.
I'm not doing it with you.
You guys can have fun.
Not in the same room.
Let's not do that after we do the gallon milk.
Ew. No, I would never do that. Just someone. One time I was getting my pussy waxed and I was wearing Christmas socks and the lady was like, hey, lift your feet up. And then she was like, oh, you are into Christmas. Like, while she was waxing my pussy.
And you didn't know what she was talking about?
So no.
You're like, does my pussy
I was like, do I have a Christmassy pussy? And then I realized I was wearing Christmas socks.
You just had an ornament dangling.
from my clit, just a little jingle bell.
I mean, clits are a little jingle bell.
They are.
My jingle bell rocks.
Oh, wow. We really got it all out there in the last time. Gray, this is our show. Where can everybody find you online?
Oh, yeah. I'm on Twitter. I think it's my old name. I think it's Gray Delisle on Twitter. D-E-L-I-S-L-E. But you could probably just Google Gray Griffin. Yeah. And Facebook is just for my friends and family where I could bitch about Trump. I used to be funny, and now it's like,
it's all of us. Yeah.
But yeah, Twitter is fun. I do jokes on Twitter. And what else? Like, what's a new show? Oh, I'm doing The Loud House on Nickelodeon. If you have kids, it's actually funny for adults too, but it's called The Loud House, and I play this.
Oh my God, you're a second baby.
Yes.
And we had another baby cry recently.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
See, you still don't want some?
Yeah. No, I'm Loud House. Watch it. It's great on Nickelodeon. We just beat SpongeBob in the ratings. We're very
excited.
Yeah.
And I play Lana, who talks kind of like this. She's kind of like the fun, like she likes to work on cars and stuff. And then Lola, who's a beauty queen.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Why did we have her do this the whole time?
I know.
So dumb.
Well, listen to Gray on everything.
Yeah.
So good.
It's really fun. I was like really nervous.
Oh no.
You were great.
Yeah, this has been super fun. And thanks for donating to Max Fun.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
We'll see you.
Happy drive. Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.